Ilse De Beer, thank you for talking to us here on 101.9 Chai FM.
You're so welcome, and good evening, listeners.
Oh, wowie zowie. I hope our line improves somewhat over the next couple of minutes. But, yeah, let's talk children, let's talk stress, and let's talk these very difficult times that we are living in at the moment. Are kids, do you think, picking up on what's going on currently with the coronavirus?
I am sure they are. I think it depends on how their parents and the people close to them deal with that. But I think it's also important for children to at least understand risks, and they must be informed so that they know what is expected from them. But I also think it's important for parents to not overreact. It's unnecessary to get children alarmed. I just think we must do basic safety information that they need to look after themselves. But I'm sure they're picking up.
Yeah, I'm sure too. I'm just wondering how the stress would manifest itself. What indicators, what tips could you give to parents to be on the lookout for?
Well, firstly, I think before we can help parents to what to look out for, I think it's very important that we understand what is going on with stress in children. I think it's important for parents or adults not to underestimate the stress of that children are experiencing today. And it's important that they acknowledge stress in their children, and that they actually understand and care, and that the children experience that from them. The other thing that we must also understand before we know how to help our children is we must understand that stress presents itself differently in younger children than in older children. With younger children, we will find that they cannot always articulate what they are feeling.
Sure.
So they might feel sad or angry or scared or lonely, and they cannot pinpoint or say why they are feeling like that. So you would find that a young child will give you a physical complaint. Most of them would complain of tummy ache or headache, or they nauseous. And then especially if there's a pattern, like every Wednesday the child is like ill or not feeling well, then parents need to look into the activities of that day and see what might be causing the stress in a young child. Older children would be acting out more. They'll be more emotional. They would be more sad or withdrawn. And what we will find is that their schoolwork and relationship with their parents or peers would suffer. It's very important to remember that teenagers can be a little bit awkward, but parents must make sure that they that there's a possibility that they can be struggling with stress. So if we take all this in consideration, there are a few things that parents can do to help their children.
Yes.
Can I discuss that?
No, please. That's the crux of it. That's absolutely the most important part. Yeah.
Yes. The first thing is, the best way is for parents to stay connected with their children, to recognize these signals of stress. It's also important, I know parents are fairly busy themselves, but it's important to make some time each day to just talk to your child or your children. It does not have to be a long conversation, but it must be something specific, not just vague, how was your day, because children will just give you a vague answer back. And then parents should inform their children that it's healthy and okay to sometimes feel lonely and sad and anxious. And it's also okay to share these feelings with somebody important. If it's not a parent, maybe it can be a caregiver.
Yeah.
And then if parents can possibly, as much as it's possible for them and financially viable, do some fun stuff with children. It's quality time, but it also breaks tension in children and it helps them relax. And a very important thing is homes today, and I think that's a big problem in a lot of the modern homes. There must be a healthy and a good routine in a house for homework and activities and meal and play times. The structure in a home would provide healthy boundaries for children and make them feel secure.
I'm jumping ahead into the future somewhat, and I'm imagining that we are now not able to leave our homes and we're all in our domestic environments. That's going to put a lot of pressure on families, is it not? And I'm wondering if you've got any kind of tips for parents as to how to deal with teenage kids in long periods of close confinement.
Well, we'll have to see what the influence of this is going to be. I think we're not very experienced in this. There's a few problems because there are some of the parents that still need to go out and work. They might be in a situation where they continue with work and children would be left alone at home for long periods of time. The other big problem is the social media and technology is not going to stop. So children are going to have too much time on their hands. They're not allowed to go out and do, you know, physical activities which can help them manage stress, but at the same time keep them busy on a very healthy way. So I think it's going to be quite difficult, and we'll have to learn as we go. Maybe after this period of time, we will start realizing, you know, what the problem with the situation like this is. But the best thing is, as far as possible, if parents can keep children busy. I think if there's possibilities that they can even take a walk, not where there's a lot of people, or ride with their bicycles, or the big thing is that really frustrates children, and that causes a lot of problems is when children are very inactive. They just lie around the house, or they're just on social media the whole time. The problem if children aren't kept busy, yeah, there's, you know, you've got a whole chemical reaction in a child's body because passivity and too much leisure time does not activate things like serotonin and things that actually keep our children healthy and going. And when school's continuing, a lot of our children are busy with sports or they're busy with activities at school, which keep them busy, keep them out of trouble, and actually helps parents manage the whole situation with them. So I think we're not really prepared for what is going to happen in this next month. We don't exactly know what the impact of these activities are going to be. But I think if two or three friends can get together and do things, it's a very big thing is trying to keep children occupied and as far as possible physically busy. You know, and not just let them lie around.
Not just the kids. This is just more of a comment than anything. I lived in Israel for a short while during the 90s.
Yes.
There was a Gulf War with the Iraqis raining down missiles, and we had to go to sealed rooms, they called them at the time.
I can imagine.
Very interesting. Interestingly and very embarrassingly, I must add, the incidence of wife battery increased, and they kind of looked to find a reason why, and demasculated or emasculated men took out their frustrations on those closest and dearest to them, and it blew me away. At a time when you'd think you'd come together, you don't.
Yes, that actually makes quite good sense because frustration is a very, very negative. And not breaking frustration cycles like long periods of time that people just need to hang around and wait for time to pass. And then, as you say, the most dominant person would be the one that would maybe react first. So anything, any kind of board games, any kind of things that you can do to just pass time, because I'm very worried that we're going to see new problems that we didn't see before this period of time, and we're not going to know up front until we've been through this and learn out of this and think what plans we can make. We weren't prepared for this coronavirus. That's the other thing. It's not as if we knew something like this is going to happen. Up till a week ago, we didn't even know our country is going to be shut down. So most of us is not prepared. There's a lot of parents that don't know what to do with their children. They can't go to daycare. They can't go to after care. So, you know, I think a lot of families like, what are we going to do? How are we going to get through this period of time? Ilse, so I can imagine this is going to be a stressful period for parents and for children.
Ilse, we might land up wanting to talk to you a little bit in the future to maybe give us some tips, sure, as to how to manage what may or may not be thrown at us. But for today, thank you so much for speaking, yes, to us. We got to leave it there.